Where to hold your gun? David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. You know, I called up old friend of the show, Ed Banks, to find out how he's been doing lately. To say the least, he is a seasoned hunter, except when it comes to turkeys. Listen for a lesson. Don't hold your shotgun in your lap.
I never really called them that much or spent that much time calling them, but oh man, I didn't realize the biggest mistake I made was I didn't get myself properly set up with my gun up, ready to shoot, because I'd have my gun on my lap, and then all of a sudden it'd be like, this one time I'm calling, I see this turkey finally coming across this draw towards me, this tom, and he's kind of starting to run because they can see my decoys. I got a male and then a female decoy. The male is one of those Montana targets. It's like a photograph painted on material that has a spring inside of it that pops up, and you can fold it down small and stick it around. Anyway, so I see this turkey coming, and I see a little movement out of the side of my eye, and I'm just waiting there motionless. And there's a group of turkeys standing like 5 yards from me looking at the decoys. They didn't see me. They were just standing right beside me. So then they're walking right in front of me, getting close to the decoys. Then they see me because I'm so close, and they start that, which is the alarm call, and they start walking away. But if you go to move, man, they're running. And I don't want to take a running shot or anything. So anyway, I had a blast. I didn't get a turkey. I had a lot of fun.
And you learned where to place your gun.
Oh, exactly. I think that was the most important thing, is have your gun up when they come in.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.